Kimseler Duysun'un yeni bir bölümünden herkese merhabalar. Bugün Alexandra Hazar ve Velat Hazar bizimle. Hoş geldiniz.
Hoş bulduk.
Hoş bulduk, merhaba.
Great to hear you say hoş bulduk. Thank you. Welcome. Bu bölümle ilgili şöyle küçük bir not geçeyim. Bu bölüm İngilizce olacak ama İngilizce bilmeyenler için aslında YouTube'da altyazılı, Türkçe altyazılı bir şekilde de izleyebilirsiniz. Böyle bir notumuz olmuş olsun en baştan. Velat Hazar ve Alexandra Hazar'ı biz aslında Instagram'dan tanıyoruz. Instagram sayfalarına da bakabilirsiniz, The Hazars ismiyle. Ben de onların takipçisiyim. Çok seviyorum kendilerini. Bu teklifimden sonra burada olmayı kabul ettikleri için de teşekkür ederim. Thank you for being here. And let's stick with English right now.
Okay. So, biz teşekkür ederiz bu arada.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
So, maybe you would like to introduce yourself, like, as like, what are you doing right now, like, where are you working, or where you are right now, something like that. So,
go on.
Yeah, so we are in Russia now. We are visiting my family, and at this exact moment, we are, I am from Moscow, but we are now in a city called Tula, in our countryside house, that's like 3 hours away from Moscow, yeah.
And I'm actually from Adıyaman. I was born in Adıyaman. And when I was seven or nine, around those ages, we moved to Antalya. And all my childhood, and I grew up there in Antalya.
And so we thank you. We know you from your videos while you are giving Alexandra a phrase in Turkish, which is even sometimes hard for us to pronounce. But Alexandra is trying, and she is so good at it, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what I believe so too. Yeah.
And there, it's fun for like for us as Turkish people watching a foreigner trying to speak difficult phrases. But it's also very I don't know. Most of the Turkish people maybe also feel pride when like when they're watching it. I don't know. But I would like to thank you for this great videos. It's also you're so great as a couple, as I see from the videos, like, and everything. So, and that's why I was going to ask about this. Like, how did you guys meet? How long have you been together? Who would like to start?
Okay, we'll start then.
Okay, yeah. Go on.
So we've been together for almost 3 years now. Mm-hmm. We met in 2021. And so my mom with her sister and their friend, they were going to Antalya for a vacation. Mm-hmm. But last minute, one of their friends dropped out and the tour was already booked. Everything was already paid for. So they needed someone to fill in the spot. Mm-hmm. And I really didn't want to go because I had other things to do. But, you know, it was either me or no one. So I went with them.
Can we say destiny?
And yes.
Yeah, God's plan.
Yeah.
So, and on the day when we came, a huge fire started in Manavgat. So we didn't actually know about it before going. So when we arrived, because the fire was so big and it was very, very close to the hotel, all the tourists that were supposed to go to that hotel or the nearby area, they were taking somewhere else further from the fire. Mm-hmm. But we have booked a private transfer way, way before the trip. So we took the transfer, which took us to the hotel. Mm-hmm. And that's where we met.
Yeah. And I was working as a receptionist in that hotel. Mm-hmm. And at that time, there, like she said, there was a huge fire. And I was so busy with the customers because we were evacuating the hotel because there was fire. It was almost impossible to breathe. Mm-hmm. And the air was covered in ashes of the fire and all that. And from that plane, they were the only family that came to our hotel because they booked a private transfer to our hotel. And when they were there, she was the only one who could speak English. And I had to explain everything. And I know during that time, I had a call from the travel agency and they told me that, can you make them like happy so that they can stay? And and I was doing my best.
As a tourist, like you're coming all the way there and like you at least want to enjoy the time that
And I was exhausted because we had a night flight. I haven't slept for 24 hours at that point, and we came and then we couldn't even go to the room. So, yeah, and because I was the only one who spoke English, I was doing all the talking basically, because we needed to let our families know that we arrived and we were safe, because at that time they already knew that the fire started because it was all over our news as well. And we also tried to change the hotel to see if the travel agency could take us somewhere else. And because there was no internet, no electricity, we were using Vilad's phone. So we were at the reception as talking all the time. And while we were waiting for, someone to reply, we just started talking to each other.
Yeah, and
That's a good company.
while we were talking, and I as a receptionist, I've been working with lots of like foreigner people from throughout Europe and other countries, and from my perspective, Russians' English is not very good, and I asked her that question, that how come that your English is pretty good because you're Russian? Like, this is a misconception about Russian people, I guess. And
Misconception for sure, yes.
misconception about it, but I had it, so I can like judge myself about it. I was prejudiced about it. I mean, I asked her that, how come that your English is pretty good? And she said that she was studying linguistics in uni. So, and then I'm also an English teacher in Turkey right now. So that was our like first common point, kind of.
Yeah, that we were basically doing the same job.
So you had something to tell more, right? So like,
Yes, and then I just started coming to the reception to talk to him.
Yeah,
So
because
who?
no electricity, no internet.
So it's like old times, it's chatting time, but like the old times. And who did the first move?
Well,
So
I think it
I
was me,
assume,
but it was well, I was the one who actually started coming to the reception to talk to him because I was, bored with my mom and her sister and their friend. So I was just coming there, to talk, to spend some time with someone else. And then it kind of,
You can't be honest about it, that you had
But you were the first one to ask
what?
me out.
Okay, I was the first time to ask you what, but you did the first move.
Well, yeah, okay.
If you don't
It
want to
was,
talk about it, I will not. I will not ask
No,
about it.
that's
No,
all right. We can talk about
it
it.
was not the plan, when I was coming to talk to him. It was not something that I planned specifically.
Yeah, of
Just
course.
kind
You
of
just
happened.
wanted to hang out more. Yeah, because you were enjoying it. Yeah. And Alexandra, your native language is Russian, and Velat, yours is Turkish. So, but when you're communicating, you're using English, basically. So it's not both of yours native languages. So was that hard to communicate, especially when you're flirting it, or when you come to the point in your relationship that you have to deal with some serious problems, like you actually had to sit and talk about some stuff. So is that any problem, or
I don't think so.
All right.
So go
No, okay.
ahead.
No. We don't definitely. There haven't been any problems between like us while communicating, because the reason is that I've been learning how to speak English since I was 10, because I was working with the foreign people, and two languages that I was speaking at that time, most of the time, that English and Turkish. So I learned how to speak English with the foreign people. So it is easier for me to express my feelings, because it's kind of like that I didn't learn it from the school directly. Of course, I learned it from the school as well, but at the same time, I was practicing like with foreigner people, so it's easier for me to express my feelings in English.
I usually ask this question because in previous episodes, I also asked one of the couples, Turkish and Polish, but I kind of like it's assumption, right? It's kind of an assumption that even though two people are talking the same language, they can miscommunicate, like they can misunderstand each other, and so that's why I'm wondering, and like if you had any problems about that.
Problems?
Not problems, no. I mean, we do have some moments when one of us forgets how to speak English.
You're like me
And
right now.
we just
Yeah.
are mean, it happens to everyone. You know, sometimes you're tired, sleepy or something, and you just, you know, start messing up the sentence. That happens, but we can still understand each other. Or, you know, sometimes if you wake me up, I can start speaking Russian first. Like, that happens, but, you know, that's nothing, like, major that would cause any problems.
And the only thing that I'm always watching, like, videos online, like, movies, funny videos, like, on the channel, on the page, kind of. So, not a problem, but I'm always on my phone and watching videos, and I'm laughing all the time. And she doesn't understand what I'm laughing at. And yes, and that was the kind of main source of the our page kind.
Yeah, that's how the videos basically happened, because he was explaining it to me, and then we just decided to film how he explained it.
So, like, you were already doing what you were doing on social media, but you were not sharing it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
It took us a while also, yeah, to get to the point where we were like, okay, now we can post the video, because it's, you know, when you post something online, there is always a risk that people will hate it.
Yeah. Did you have any hateful comments or something? I don't think so.
Yeah, we do.
Not maybe hateful, we can say, but judgmental.
If you want to share, because just maybe one example can be good.
All right. Maybe we can go with my English.
Yeah.
Because when I'm translating, I'm an English teacher.
Yeah.
I know how to translate all those phrases in a proper way. But the thing is, when you translate all those phrases in a proper way, it doesn't give the feeling to it. And when I'm explaining and trying to give the feeling to her, I'm direct translating those phrases.
Yeah. And with the sound as well, like, you're speaking English like Turkish and in the same tone. I get that, but I don't think that I knew that it was intentional. For example.
Yeah, and some people don't understand that it's intentional. They think that's how he speaks, actually.
That's not how I speak, by the way.
Yeah, so people...
people can speak English like that as well. So if we understand, there shouldn't be any problem.
And even then, if he spoke that way, that's completely normal. Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm trying to show to people, because all these years we have been told to speak properly or else do not speak. That's how we were told. We have been told in schools. And I just want to give that kind of image or mentality or idea that even if you speak in a wrong way, as long as you're understood, that's all right. I mean, you will correct your mistakes while learning.
Actually, I myself, like, I remember that the time that I was trying so hard to make the sound when I'm pronouncing thank you. And so it, like, I shouldn't have been that much stressed when I was, like, I don't know, maybe 11, 12 years old. So why?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know, a funny story.
Yeah.
Because I'm teaching children. I had a kid. She was 7 years old and we were just starting, and I had to explain to her how to pronounce the sound th. And I was like, you see, you just put your tongue on your front teeth and you just say it. And she tries to do that and she smiles and she goes, I don't have front teeth. She could still speak even though she didn't have front teeth and she couldn't say th.
Yeah, so Turkish people also should know that, like, if we can't, like, say th, so no problem as well. People would understand, okay. Yes.
Say thank you. That's all right. Like, not thank you, but thank you.
Yeah.
It's okay. Like, stress on the T. That's normal.
Yeah.
I mean, no one cares.
Exactly. So I will also, like, ask kind of the same question, but, like, did you notice, like, any different kind of behavior or, like, habits culturally each other? Like, why do you do that? Something like that.
Why do you do that? Okay. You... Where the Turkish people as a group eat bread with everything.
Yeah.
As in, you know, there was a, like...
What is the problem with that?
It's a thing that, okay, there is no problem, but why do you do that? You eat pasta with bread. It's bread with bread.
Yeah.
You can take bread, wrap another bread around it, and you will eat it.
I was doing it, to be honest. In
Let
uni.
me guess, I was going to say that, like,
Nuts.
in university, most of the people are like not that rich and they do some creative stuff, especially with bread.
Yeah. I was eating chips between bread. Inside a bread, like a sandwich, Ruffles, chips, and then I was biting into the sandwich.
That's nice.
What's the
That's you,
problem with
Leonard.
eating bread with everything?
Yeah, and
Don't.
yogurt. I would like
Yeah,
yogurt
of course,
and
yogurt.
bread is everything for us, I guess.
Of course.
And what about you, Vedat? Any Russian strange behaviors
Any
you observed?
Russian strange behavior? I'm not sure. There is no?
The tea thing, maybe.
The tea thing? Yeah, okay. They love tea. Russian people, they do love tea.
Oh,
And the
do.
thing is, they drink tea side by everything, like bread.
How about that?
That was so interesting. One time I ordered kebab and
That goes with
I
Iran, by the
asked,
way.
yeah, that goes with Iran.
Now I know.
I
Now
asked her, and I was like, what do you want to drink? And she was like, tea side by kebab. So she can drink tea side by everything, like we consume bread side by everything.
Yeah, and I drink a lot of tea.
To be honest, like I didn't let I think 2 weeks ago I had two international friends, like one Polish, one Indonesian, and they wanted to taste some Turkish food, and I took them in a Turkish kebab place, of course. And they also tried to order tea with kebab, and I didn't let them, actually. I told them like no, there's no way. We will drink tea with dessert
Yes.
after kebab. So be
You should
patient.
respect the kebab.
That's a rookie mistake, you know. Now I learn. Now I don't order tea with kebab.
Nimet, saygı duyman
Yeah.
lazım.
So this question to Alexandra. And I also want to ask you, like, I learned that in Poland that Alexandra is actually Ola. Do you, like, people call you Ola or you use Alexandra? That's higher.
No, we don't have that in Russia.
Okay,
In
so it's.
we shorten the name. Alexandra's shorter name is Sasha.
Ah, okay, so it's
Have
different.
you heard that in Poland? Maybe no.
I think no. But Alexandra is Ola here. So I know that because like in the when I first started this job in preschool, I had a list of kids and I had to like check the attendance, and I knew that one girl is named Ola, but in the list I couldn't find any Ola, and I got so scared because I was alone and it was my kind of like first task to do in the so I asked someone and they told me it's here. Didn't you see? It's Alexandra here. And I said it's not the same, Ola and Alexandra. So yeah, that's why I wanted to ask if I should call you Ola and would it be like or, but
You
Alexandra
can
is.
call me Sasha if you want to shorten it, but we don't have that.
Okay,
I guess it's the Polish version.
I think so. Okay, I will continue with Alexandra then, since I already started like that. So this question is to Alexandra. I guess you're sin even though you're in Moscow right now, you live in Turkey, right? So do you like it? Like, what do you like about living in Turkey? And like, I'm just wondering, what's your experience about living in Turkey?
Well, I do like the country. I love the food. It's very tasty. And people are also very nice. Everyone is trying to do something for you. If you need help, people will definitely help you. But because we live in Mardin, it's very far from the cities where like tourists are, where people are used to seeing foreigners. So it is a bit difficult because it feels lonely, because not many people speak English there. We did manage to find some friends who can speak English. But, if you live in a bigger city, you can find communities with English-speaking people or even with Russian-speaking people. We don't have that in Mardin. And it's just, in general, very far away. Because also Moscow is a huge city, and I'm used to living in big cities where, you can find whatever you want. Mardin is small, and adjusting to living in a different culture with people who speak a different language in a smaller city, that has been, well, difficult. But it's getting easier because I'm, you know, I'm trying to learn the language. I'm trying to, like, immerse myself into it because I live there. I have to learn how to do things the Turkish way. So I was going to say again that I do love the country. It's just difficult to get used to it, especially when you live in a smaller city.
So I know, like, as a Turkish and English speaking and living in Poland, not knowing Polish much, it's like, I don't know your Turkish level, but like, I'm assuming you understand most of it, right? No, I'm not sure.
Some of it, I would say. It's not even A1, I think.
It is A1.
I don't know about that. So, well, you were saying.
Oh, yeah. So it's, I know that, like, on the street or like when someone stops you and asking you a question that you don't, you have no idea, and you start explaining them that you don't know the language, but you, they keep talking in their language. So, like.
Yeah. At some point, I was afraid to leave the house because we lived in one place where the neighbor was just talking to me. I don't know, for whatever reason. You know, I'm like, I don't understand you. At that time, it was 2 years or 3 years, 2.5 years ago, probably. So I didn't know anything at all at that time. Like, I only knew how to say merhaba. So she was just speaking to me. I was like, Turkcu no, you know? And she would still speak to me. And I felt so embarrassed because I'm standing there having no idea what to say to her or what she wants from me. So I didn't even want to leave the house alone.
Yeah, like in Poland, the first sentence that I've learned and memorized to say to people was like, I don't understand Polish. Do you know English? Yeah. As a, like, together, I learned both both of the sentences together that, okay, in the emergency time, like, I will break this glass and to say those two sentences, so it will be my escape. But that's why I wanted to ask you the same question, because I think I feel you, so...
And yeah, I think it's not specific to the country and the culture. It's just what it is like to move to another country.
Yeah, but do you plan to learn Turkish more?
Well, yeah, I you know, I want to, but it's weird because after those videos, I know how to, you know, say something
that is like, so viral. To, but
I know how to say something mean. But I cannot have a proper conversation.
Yeah, I may have broken her.
I'm trying to fill in the gaps.
When I compliment her, I was like, you are so beautiful today. And she goes like, eyvallah birader.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
That's okay, I enjoy it.
So you started learning Turkish through the wrong direction, I would say. Like...
Yeah, that was me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I beforehand, I learned some words. I learned some suffixes, the tenses. But yeah, then the videos came and it kind of broke everything I learned.
But you're doing great. Like, I think it's a first step. And if you have some motivation, I think you will manage that. And
thank you.
How about Velat? Do you want to speak Russian?
I've tried. The thing is, I want to learn it because I'm right now in Moscow, and like she feels, everyone is speaking the language and I don't understand what they're talking about. Are they talking about me? Are they talking about something else? Like, I want to understand what they're talking about. I really want to learn it. But the thing is, Russian is a pretty hard language to me. Because it doesn't have the Latin alphabet.
Yeah.
Cyrillic it is.
Cyrillic
alphabet it has. So to me, it's hard to start, I guess. I'm like hesitating whether I should start learning or not. I'm in between. But I would really want to learn the language. Because I'm an English teacher, I learn another language. And I can learn another one, I guess. And that would be great because my wife is Russian, so...
Yeah, but the first difficulty is the alphabet. You have to spend a lot of time learning the alphabet and how to read the letters.
Yeah.
I didn't have that with Turkish because it's pretty easy to learn how to read Turkish. I learned how to read it in like, I don't know, a week after we met, probably. I could already read Turkish because that was simple, but with Russian, it's not like that.
Do you also have the same, not letters, I know that, but like same sounds for each letter? That was
Reading
a
in
personal
Russian,
question.
it's more like reading English. You know, with Turkish, whatever is written, you pronounce that. With Russian, it's not like that.
Okay.
So it's more like, it's not as complicated as reading English, but the letters have multiple sounds. Depending on where the letter is, it's different pronunciation. So yeah, even learning how to read that is also difficult.
So thank you so much for being here and answering all these questions genuinely. I had really fun and I hope you had as well.
We
Yeah,
had,
we did.
yeah, so
Yeah.
much fun. Thank
Thank
you
you
so
so
much
much.
for having us.
Oh, thank you.
Teşekkür ederiz. Çok teşekkür ederiz.
Ben teşekkür ederim. O zaman şimdilik bu bölümümüzün de sonuna geldik. Aslında bu bölümümüz de birinci sezonumuzun son bölümüydü. O yüzden ikinci sezonda görüşmek dileğiyle diye kapatıyorum. Kendinize iyi bakın. Hoşça kalın.